You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Are you ready to receive the word today? Want to welcome those that are joining us here. Want to welcome those that are joining us on podcast. You're going to have to really pay a little bit of attention. This message is going to have four different video clips in it, and I don't want that to confuse those of you who are joining us just by audio today. So we're all going to have to work hard to hear what God has to say for us. Here we are. Labor Day is past. Terry starts telling me it's time to change out our closets. You know, from Easter to Labor Day, you wear these colors of clothes. You never wear sleeveless after Labor Day. You know, all of this stuff is hard for a guy who just puts on blue jeans and boots and a shirt every day. It just every day, whatever, 7 days a week, whatever the temperature is, I put on blue jeans and boots. So, you know, sleeveless not this time of year, and then colors this time of year, and that's hard. So, if you don't have a wife like mine that knows all about those colors, you better read up on this because it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I just want you to know. Labor Day's over, so there's things you don't wear anymore, and that's a big deal, so make sure you know about that. Here we are, Labor Day's past, and we're in school. School is started, and I know that the calendar changes in January. January 1st is New Year's Day, and that's a new year for us. But you know, for a lot of us, especially if you have kids in the home, but for a lot of us, the 1st of September, it's kind of a new year. It's a new start. We're going into fall. We're going into a new season. It's the last quarter of the year for those who are in business. You've got this last quarter to get your numbers where you need them to be before the end of the year. I mean, it's a new season. It's a new season for football. Now's beginning. And boy, how about those Hogs last night? Seriously? Boy, next year we're going to have a great team. Oh, man. For those who are joining us on podcast, Hogs are the Arkansas Razorback team that we anxiously look forward to every year, having a great team, and we seldom do. Boy, that was a disaster last night. Disaster. Well, the question is, where do you want to be at the end of this year? Where do you want to be at the end of this year? The title of today's message is Navigating Life. The 1st of September, we're at the first part of September for you. I don't know what it is for you. Are you just starting a new school year? If so, you have a desired destination. You want a good year. You want good grades. You want good memories. You want to have a good relationship with your teacher. There's a desired destination. You're looking forward to a good year. Maybe for you, this is the last quarter of the year before the end of the year. You've got a desired destination for your business. And here's where I need to have us financially by the end of this year. I mean, maybe for you, it's health issues. And by the end of this year, I want to be here with my health, or I want to be here with the amount of weight that I've lost, or whatever. We all have different destinations in mind, and we should. We should have goals and visions, and where do I want to be? You know, I see this as a father and a daughter getting ready to go on a desired destination. I mean, we're getting in a car. We're going on a trip. We're going to drive, and we got a desired destination. I don't know, whatever that is. I mean, more income in your business or for your health or for this school year, good teacher relationship, desired destination. Maybe for you, you're wanting some happiness. Your desired destination is just to have a little peace in your life. Your desired destination is to have joy. For all the members here of Christian Ministries, our theme this year is we've been pursuing becoming holy. God is holy, and He's called His people to be holy. So for us, clearly by the end of this year, we want to be more holy. We want to be more godly. We want to be more godlike. So with our theme this year, we're pursuing holiness, and that's where we want to be. Our desired destination is to be have a more godly life. The title of today's message is Navigating Life. The dictionary gives us a definition. Navigate means to steer or direct. It means the science of plotting the course. Now, my point in today's message is just simply this. To get to a desired destination, You will have to navigate your life. You just have to. All of you that are starting out in a new school year, you don't just hope that you're going to have a good year. You don't get in a car, stomp on the gas pedal, and let go of the steering wheel. You've got to navigate your life. Now, whether that's in business or home, your kids, your marriage, you don't just hope to have a good marriage. We don't just hope we end up in a good place here. To get to a desired destination, you've got to make correct decisions all along the way. Every turn has got to be made correctly to get you where you want to go. You're just not going to get in a car, stomp on the gas. Here we go. It's full speed ahead. No, you got to drive that thing. My dad taught me to hunt at a very early age. I grew up in rural Arkansas. I'm talking about this was dirt road. We were out here in the country. So I grew up and we just hunted. We hunted every season. And a lot of it, we hunted because that's what we ate. That's the kind of area that we grew up in. And so I grew up hunting. When it was when I was 5, 6, and 7 years old, we spend weeks and weeks and weeks a year in the deer woods or the squirrel woods or the rabbit woods. That's where I grew up. When it was off season and it wasn't hunting season, we were in the woods reading signs, reading trails, looking for suitable habitat. We were looking for water. We were looking for food source. You're not ever going to be a successful hunter hunting game in an area where there is no game. So it's really important that you find a place where there is what you're hunting is there. Without a doubt, the most important thing to learn, far above hunting, I mean far above that, is when you walk off in the woods and you spend all day walking around out there, can you get back to camp? Now that's the most important thing that you want to have in your mind. For those of you who have never been deep in the woods, it all looks the same. You don't go to Walgreens and hang a left. And let me tell you, moss only grows on the north side or the south side. That's all. Moss grows everywhere in the woods. And there's no, you'll just go down there by Walgreens. You'll cut a left there, and then you go down to Subway. You'll take a right. It's just all the same. Woods is just all the same. And if there's no street signs, there's no points of reference. And you have never experienced lost like you are in the woods when it starts getting dark. Whew. We're talking lost. My dad taught me to read a compass, and he was an over-the-top stickler. Boy, you never leave camp without that compass. You got the compass. You got to come. I mean, you sleep with that compass. You have to have a compass. And so we would get out our compass. He'd take us down the woods. We'd get out our compass, and he'd hold it out in his hand, and all of us standing around there, okay, we're on a pipeline, we're on a power line, we're on a logging, we're on a road here, and he would show, look, this pipeline that we're on runs north and south, and it comes from Louisiana, and it goes all the way up through Oklahoma. This thing is going to run north and south. Now, look at this. If you go off to the west of this road, you hunt all day long, you will come back east and you'll hit it. You come back east and you're going to hit this trail. So at 5, 6, 7 years old, I hunted with him, and that's what we did. And then when I got 10, 11, 12 years old, he'd drop me off. I'd have my lunch and my gun, and I'd be out in the woods at 10, 11, 12 years old all day long by myself hunting. That's what we did. Now, this is before we were a no-risk-take society. We don't even ride our bicycle without looking like we're going to a war somewhere without all the stuff. But anyway, I won't get into all that. Now, you just, here, you read the compass. Now, get out there and go get you one, son. I'll be back here. Squirrel, deer, rabbit. I mean, we were big hunters. So at 10, 11, 12 years old, I spent the whole day in the woods with my lunch and my gun out here hunting. My dad always say, and I want you to listen to this. He would tell me, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. I don't care what looks familiar. I don't care what direction feels right. Nor do I ever want you to think this compass ain't working. Here's what you do. You follow that compass. And that's what you do. This doesn't seem, I felt like that. I don't remember coming here to begin with. I don't care about none of that. You follow that compass and you come back here. You follow that compass and you'll come. Oh, it's going to be real good. Some of you, the rumble, you can say, hey, they're picking up on this sermon. They know where it's going. Look here, you start reading the compass, and then you become aware that every morning the sun will come up in the east. At noon, it's straight overhead, and it goes down in the west, right over here. That means that in the morning, I can put my right hand and I can point toward the sun. That means my left hand is going to be pointing west. So if my right hand is pointing east and my left hand is pointing west, then I'm facing north. That means south is to my back. And so you learn to pick up on those signs really, really quick. Now, I get it. I'm old. I'm outdated. Well, compasses are not used. But you got the same thing with a global positioning system that's in all of our phones. It's in our cars. You put your desired destination in. And it's like a compass from a source outside of you, from a source above you. See, from a source above you, it'll locate right where you now are. It'll locate where you want to be. And it'll show you how to get there. Problem is, many just hard-headed. Do it my own way. And I don't want to look to a source outside myself. But we just don't want to. I don't know why, but we don't want to. Okay, the father and daughter, I mean, kiss mom goodbye, and we're going to have dinner when we get back, and we're pulling out, and we pull out of the driveway. Where we're going to go? Are we turning left? Are we turning right? We're going straight? Why is it that we're just bent? I mean, this is so us. I know where we're going. Clearly you don't. Your daughter can see you don't know where you're going. And matter of fact, your wife can see you're lost. Your friends can see you're lost right now. People all around you can see you don't know where you're going right now, and it's obvious that you're lost. And everybody knows this except for you. We see it all the time. We see it all the time. If we could just refer to a source outside us, we could immediately be located right where we are. We could immediately be identified right here is where you are. Here's where you're going, and immediately we could get directions on how to get there. Trust me, I can figure this out on my own. And you wander through life lost. You just wander through life lost. You live lost. You just live week into month into year, and you are living lost. You're wanting joy. You're wanting peace. You're wanting financial blessings. You're wanting a relationship with the Lord. You're wanting a great marriage. You're wanting good kids. You're wanting kids that love you and are respectful to you. That's what you want, but you refuse to get help. You just, I can figure this out on my own. All hell's breaking loose around you. But I know how to do this, and I wrote the book on raising kids, and I can handle this myself, and I... When you start out on a journey to a desired end, often you get turned around. I mean, there are one-way streets. There are road construction. There are unmarked turns. You get lost. And it is no big deal. It's no big deal. You get lost. You're going to get lost. You've never been here before. You've never been at this age before. You've never been a single. You've never been in this business before. You've never been at this age. You are in a situation where you've not been before. It's looking kind of familiar, but you're lost. And to teach a generation like we are now doing to look within yourself for direction is the height of stupid. It's the height. The whole concept is the height of how stupid can you be stupid? When you're lost, you don't look within yourself for direction. And to tell these young people that you look within yourself to find out what gender you are, to find out whether you're happy, to find out whether you're sad, to find out what you're going to do, to find out where you're going to go, you look within yourself, you are lost. You don't look within yourself when you're lost. We have to refer to a guide point outside of ourselves. All planes, all ships have a navigating system in them. Now cars have navigating system in them. Phones have navigating systems in them. Think about this. How foolish would it be to tell a pilot who is in a cloud bank and there is no visibility anywhere to look within himself? I don't want to be in that plane. To tell the captain of a ship where as far as you can see, everywhere around you is water, just look within your inner self for direction on which you go. Let me off the boat if you're looking within your inner self for where you're directing this. How foolish to tell this generation who's trying to get their way through life, how foolish to tell teenagers at a very difficult time in life to just look within themselves for right and what's wrong for you. When you're lost, you don't know the way. You find a source of direction from above yourself. Here's what happens. It begins to dawn on you that you're lost. Now, everybody else around you has known you're lost. Your family, your kids, they know you're lost. You're floundering right now. Everybody around. But it begins to dawn on you, you're lost. Life is just not working for you right now. Things are just not happening for you. Life's not working, not your marriage, not your kids, not your finances, not your business, not your peace, not your job. Whatever it is, life is not working for you. It's caving in on you, and you know it right now. Maybe today that might be you right here. Maybe today you're here today, and life's not really working too good for you right now. Maybe you've kind of lost your way in the situation you're in, at the age you're at, in the position that you're in. I'm just kind of floundering here, and maybe you're lost right now. I want you to know today that it's okay that you are lost. You've never been here before. You've never been in this situation before. It's okay. It's no big deal that you're lost. There's an answer for you. There is an answer for you. Don't be so jerked up. Don't get mad. I got this. I don't need that. I got this. I need to find this. It's close. We should have peace. We should have joy. It's right here. I know it's right here, and I should have my joy. We ought to have peace in this home. We ought to be having family dinners together. We ought to be having date nights where we go out and do so. We got this. I got this. I need to fix it. And you're looking hard. You're looking hard for your desired destination. Dad, it's okay that you're lost. There's help for you. There's answers for you. Just as God gave us the sun by day, the North Star at night to navigate us in the physical world, God also gave His Word to navigate us mentally and spiritually. Not long ago, physically, I was in a horse show in Fort Worth. I was in a convention center there, and you park under buildings down there. I never get that. We park out here in the pasture. But when you get to those big cities, you park under the building. Our stalls were under the building. And then you went up and you showed horses up here, and then you went back down. Well, we loaded up our horses. The thing was over. Got them all in the trailer. And I pull out from under this building, and I pull up this ramp, and I'm on this street. And I look all around me, and there's nothing but buildings. Tall, tall, tall buildings. I'm on a ranch, and my barns aren't that tall. I can kind of see where I am. I'm in Fort Worth. Tall buildings are all around me, and physically, I'm lost. I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. Quickly, I look at the sun. It's in the morning, early hours of the morning. The sun comes up in the east, goes down in the west. I think, I'm in Texas, I want to go to Arkansas. You don't go west. If you leave in Texas and you're going to Arkansas, you don't go north, nor do you go south. If you're in Texas and you're going to Arkansas, you need to be going east. Quickly I see the sun. Quickly I see where it's going. Here's where we're headed. The guy with me, how do you know where to go? All I know is Arkansas is east of Texas. And you know, we didn't drive very far. I hit I-30, jumped right up on that ramp, and came right home. What'd I have to do? I had to recognize I didn't know which way to go. And I had to access a source that was above me. Today, you're not physically lost, but maybe you're mentally and spiritually lost. I hope you're not physically lost. I hope you planned on coming here to church today. Maybe you took a wrong turn. You arrived here. You're too embarrassed to get up and walk out. You know, what the heck is going on? I'm just going to take for granted you're not physically lost. You got yourself here. We'll just go with that, all right? But I'm not going to assume that you're not spiritually lost. I'm not going to assume that you're not mentally lost. You know, you may be looking for some peace today. You may be looking for some joy in your heart today. You may be looking for God's will for your life today. I want to encourage you, quit looking within yourself. That's a waste of time. Quit looking within yourself. Quit banging on the steering wheel of your life saying, I got this. I got this. We can figure this out. I know which way to go. Quit doing all that. Quit doing all of that. Psalms 119, your word is a light to our path. It's a lamp for our feet. 2 Timothy says, the Bible will show you what's true. It'll show you what's wrong. It'll correct you when you're wrong. It'll teach you to do what's right. Dad, I can pull this up. Dad, I don't need you to pull this up. I can do this on my own. I can find this. Come on. Quit doing all of that. It's no big deal that you're lost. It's a big deal you stay lost. You're lost today. You got to mess with your teenagers. You got to mess with your kid. You got to mess with your finances. You don't have any peace. You don't have any. I don't know what it is that you're wanting. I don't know what your desired location is. But here's what I'm telling you. God is the source that's outside of you, and He is above you. And if you'll turn to Him immediately, He'll locate where you are. Immediately, He'll reveal to you where you want to be, and daily He will guide you in the path to get you there. God will tell you what course for your life to take. There is a source outside yourself. Today, I just want you to chill. Come on, just chill. You come in here, your panties in a wad, you jerked up. You're mad, you're frustrated, you're banging on the steering wheel of life. Come on, just chill. There's answers for you. There's answers for you. Just chill. And let's turn to the source that will direct you and guide you in the direction that you... I tried. I should have been able to do this. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you should have. Maybe you shouldn't have. But here's what I can tell you. There's help for you. There's help for you today. I don't know. Is it like you're less of a man? Oh, that Christianity is just a crutch. You going to church, that's just a crutch for you. Is it you're less than a man? I never had to rely on God growing up. I never had to rely on that growing up. I can do it. I don't know what to tell you about all that. I'm just telling you, it is the height of foolishness to be lost and not turn in to a source that can direct you. It's foolish. Every captain of a ship, he doesn't need to be banging on the steering wheel and mad, and I should know which way to go. Every pilot of an airplane don't need to be banging on his stick. Well, I don't know why this, and I don't know what. Every person traveling in a car, you just need direction physically. Today, mentally and spiritually, you need some direction. You need a source outside yourself that can immediately determine right where you are and can show you exactly the way you need to go to get to the destination that you're looking for. As we begin the last quarter of this year, 2018, where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? Students, what kind of year do you want to have? All of our students in here, what kind of a year do you want to have? What kind of success do you want to have in your life? By the end of this year, where do we want to be in our pursuit of holiness, our pursuit of godliness? What kind of prayer life do you really want to have? What level of faith do you want to be walking in your own life? Quit fighting. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit trying to make this trip of life on your own. Quit refusing to give up. Let go and let God direct you. Y'all stand with me. Y'all give a hand to the Tankersley family and all of our media staff for helping us this morning with making the word come alive for us. Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. The paths of the Lord are true and right. Righteous people live by them and they walk in them. The paths of the sinner takes them down a road and they stumble and fall. This week, don't follow the paths of the sinner. Follow God's path for your life. Father, we thank you for directing us and guiding us today. We look to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to the CMC podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.